Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, you're very fortunate that on this Easter day, I am suffering from terrible allergies, which will limit the sermon to just a few minutes. Today we hear the story again of the rising of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That death's bands have been loosened and that God has fulfilled God's promise again. Once again, God's people say amen and alleluia. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And we hear that message in lots of ways. In the singing of hymns and of music and glorious trumpet, all over the world they are shouting the praises of God. And for the first time in my ministry, at 3 o'clock this morning, I heard ding. And I looked up and someone had texted me, "Alleluia, Christ is risen." It didn't occur to my friend in Kansas that Christ was still in the grave in Hawaii. But nonetheless, what an amazing thing that we share this good news in any way that we can. That Christ is risen. And you see, at the core of the story for today is, of course, the surprise and the fear of the disciples. Even though Jesus had told them again and again what would happen, when they came upon the empty tomb, they were trembling. There it was, the first day of the week, and Mary Magdalene and Mary go into the tomb, and there's a great earthquake, and everything is shaking. And there are angels there. "Do not be afraid," sure. "Where is my Lord?" "He is not here. But go and tell the story. Go ahead to Galilee and he will meet you there. And there you will see him." And as they left the tomb, they left with fear and joy. And they ran to tell his disciples, and suddenly there Jesus is. And as they say in Texas, Jesus says, "Howdy." Howdy. Greetings. That's Hebrew for howdy. Greetings. Greetings. And they came to look at him and they worshiped him. And from that day on, everything changed. Everything changed. No longer did they have to fear death. No longer did they have to no longer believe. No longer did they need to struggle inside with Jesus' sayings, because he's risen from the dead. He has fulfilled his promise of hope. And that's what we are about within the Christian faith. About telling again and again and again that story that God fulfills God's promises. That God comes to you and to you and to you in Jesus with this word. "I told you that I loved you, and I do. I told you that I would return, and I did. I tell you I will be with you always until the end of the day, and I will." This is the core message for us on this resurrection day. All of the rest, the music and the wonderful flowers and the really cool whatever the heck that thing is up there. The fact that the timpani player is not playing timpani. What are you doing? Even though all of that is going on, at the core is the message of Christ's resurrection, and that's the message that we have to share. It's the only message we have. That God is here and present and risen, and that God is here and present and risen in us, working God's good through our hands, sharing hope and joy, so that when we go from this place, we, like Miriam, are dancing with tambourines, the dance of joy, the dance of the resurrection, that we, as Jeremiah says, will be built and rebuilt, plant vineyards and dance the dance of merrymakers, and this is the day for it. So go out from this place today, filled with the resurrection news, that the tomb is empty and in the emptiness we find hope. That the resurrection has happened and that death has been overcome and that nothing will overcome the promise of God. And that you are the bearers of that news. Abundant water for a thirsty world. Good news for those who are desperate to hear it. A wellspring of joy for a world of sadness. And tell them this: Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.